Okay, Ramesh. Just a couple of things before you start the new packet on the old packet. Number one, we discussed the din of Chayav Adam Lufkot, it's Ishto Kodim Sheyotza L'Derech. So we mentioned Shitas Rashi, that means that they could have, they're supposed to have Tashmish, and even if it's going to be in the time that normally is Osir. Obviously, she's not a Nida. She would be a Nida, obviously, there's no Heter. She's not a Nida, but it's a Samach La Vesta. Samach La Vesta means that's the Vestas. Yeah, that's right. The whole owner's Osir. So normally it would be Osir, right? But here's Mutter. Now, we didn't mention, there are other Rishonim that have different Pshatim in that Gemara. If you look on page 7, in packet 7, in the Tosfos, Chayav Adam Lufkot Es Ishto, Omer Rabbein Tamza Pidzu Eino Tashmish, Elik Shehu Rotzel Matzeis Baderech, Im Hurochach Mimena Liyotzel Baderech, Amkhen Yoshev Eilech Yivkedera. And then he says, "O b'tashmish, o b'shar dvarim, midaber liba." In other words, he's saying he's going out on the derech, so he has a chiv to come home before he leaves, and have tashmish or other things of chiba. So if you look in the Bach, he explains that means it's not Tashmish. In other words, it's Tashmish only if it's not in the Zman Vesis. In other words, he disagrees with Rashi. He doesn't permit Tashmish in the Vesis. If it's during the Vesis, then Shar Devarim is Mutter. If it's not in the Vesis, then it'll be Tashmish, it'll be okay. But in a Hanami, he holds that that Tashmish is also. Right. In other words, Tashmish is only Mutter if it's not in the Vesis. In other words, but the Chiddush is that even if he's not, he has to go, in other words, say he's in the vicinity, in the city, and then he's planning to go out to a different city, so he has to first come home first, and either medaber aliba or tashmish mamish, but the tashmish would only be mutter if it's not in the vesis. And then the Ritva says that from Rabbeinu Tam on page 12, lo nitzruch el somach levesta, the Pekidus Ishto Hotsa Meir Rotsalom B'Tashmish Mamash. El Ritzu B'Dvarim. And he's going, perhaps, the way he's explaining it, that Vestas are Daraisa. That's the way the Ritva is explaining it. So if Vestas are Daraisa, how are you going to be Matir and Issa Daraisa? So therefore he has to learn that it's in the Hanami, we're not being Matir and Issa Daraisa.
Then the Ritva says the same, the Bach is
well,
Ritva says the same way as the Bach, that you can do but not Tashmish itself.
Well, he's quoting the Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, this Bach is explaining the Rabbeinu Tam. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch,
the post was followed by the evening, he hung with his best verses on the bottom, and still has the Tashmish.
No, because he's maybe working with Vestas Daraisa. That's the way the Ritva is mashma, if you look in the Ritva. And Okay, so that's, and the tour, that's the way the tour says. Hayotze, on page 23, in packet 7, says, Hayotze l'derech sarach lifkod ishto afil somach levesta, yesh omen dafil batashmish chayev, habenetam perisha also lefot ko batashmish. And the chiddush is that tashmish is also, but loy chashin shem yavo alecha. That you might think that if once they're doing divrei ritzoi, that could lead to something. So kamash malon that we're not choishish for that. And let's see, did I xerox the page here in Shulchan Aruch? If I xeroxed it, 1 second. And the tour, okay, I don't know if I xeroxed this din in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Ashton, you have your Shulchan Aruch here?
Yeah.
Can I just borrow it for a second?
Those people that say that
some of
the
vessels,
some of the vessels,
the raisa,
only the
raisa. Yeah, it can't be an issa the raisa. Yeah. So kuf pei dalad yud says harotza latzeis laderech tzarach lufkod ishto afil somach levesta, and the Rama says afil betashmish shari, and then he that's the Rashi mikomokam amachmet shalol lufokul rak bedvaritzo itavol of bracha. And then he quotes the other opinion. And there's another pshat of the Nimuke Yosef. The Nimuke Yosef has another pshat that's quoted. I'll give you back in a second. The Nimuke Yosef. Says another idea. Let's see if we find it. And Luke Yosef is in the packet 7. We take a look. Okay. The Nimuke Yosef says, let's see if you can find it, that if he's going on the derech and his wife is Anida, so he's planning to go at night. He's planning to go in the day. And she's not going to the mikveh till that night, so he's mechuyev to wait one ona so he could be ba'al leha before he goes. Nothing to do with Matir and Sylvester. It's just a question of waiting to go on the trip. Here, it's here on page 8. Packet 7. Yes, it's the Muki Yosef of page 8 in packet 7. Shiotel Dech Meshurim Shemis Avel also, yeah. But if it's bar mitzvah, then he doesn't have to wait anything. So the Ramah quotes that day as well.
But the Ramah gives precedence to the...
I mean, the first day he quotes is Afil B'Tashmish.
Rashi.
And then he said, but I told you, Rav Abadi thought B'Zmanazah that it doesn't apply, it only applied in times where there wasn't real communication once a person went on the derech. So yeah, we're not going to be matir. It's like everybody pointed out, we're not going to be matir in this. Whereas a person wants to do it, if it's not a vestus, then obviously he can do it.
Should we tell someone to wait on a trip to avoid a
vestus? Usually, Bismanazah, people have plane tickets already booked, you know, so is he going to... He's going to change. It's not going to be, you know. It's only one day, you know, so...
The idea that it would be, would that be that we only have to wait if she would become, if she be have the ability to go to the mikvah that night and become Tahor, or regardless, he has to wait one ona? Or it's only if it's that one ona just performed?
One owner, just not more than one owner.
So if one owner isn't enough, then can he leave in his regular time, or still has this idea of waiting?
No, he only has to wait if it's so bad. If he's planning to go in the day, she's going to the mikveh that night, so he should wait till that night.
So he should wait one owner before leaving.
If, as a result of waiting that one owner, she'll already have gone to the mikveh.
Has to understand that with the mother's words,
yeah, so how does he understand? Meaning he's Samach Levesta. He's here, let's see.
Presumably, the Mugi Yosef would say that if she came in need at some point on Levesta, then he could leave.
Yeah, one second. He said, wait, one thing at a time. Ekama yamtin afilu zman lo she amarav ona achas. Here. Kayev adam lebarizminon. Vanitzuch el osamuch levesta. He says, Amar shul mei chayev adam lufko desish lo b'shoshu yotze lo derech. Shere meviyadet shulam maholachum. Amar av yotze vanitzuch el osamuch levesta. Shum Shiva, Kami Yamtin. So he says, according to this pshat, only Samuch Vesis Tfilosa Kama. I mean, Vesis means the time for the mikvah. Vesis just means the Zman, the cycle. So Pasha Pshat usually means the Nida cycle. He's going to teach that it means the mikvah cycle. Then there's this famous vort that the B'nai Yisoskar says over on page 9 in the supplement. You know, the Gemara says in Nida that B'zman HaKhurban, the enemy came into the Beis HaMikdash, on page 9, Yuma Nun Dawar on the base. And he saw that the Kruvim were embracing themselves. So, Koliver Hisiluach, so Kiroar Vasa. So the Pashupsha means that the Goyim made a mockery of this. He said, you think you're so holy in the most holy place, you have a profanity, you have man and woman hugging each other in the Holy of Holies. So the question is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that the Kruvim were miraculously moving. So if the Yisrael was osim ritzono shalakam, then they were embracing. Because one Kruv represented a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one Kruv represented the Yisrael. And they were not osim ritzono shalakam, then they were facing away. So the question is, obviously, here's the Shas Churban. So obviously, they're not Osim Ritzono Shel Malchum. So why are they embracing? So there are a lot of different terutzim. So the Rabbi Rebbeir says over that that because it's chayav odom lufkot b'shash yotzei l'derech, here the Shekhinah was leaving. So he's giving him his last embrace before they. Okay, there's more to say about that. Okay. That's great. From the Magid, the Rabbi Rebbeir, he's quoting the Rebbe on page 9 in the. In the supplement. Okay.
So they found the enemy found the group and embraced it.
Right. So that was the question that the that you know. Okay.
And what was the answer to it?
Chayav Odom, because the Shekhinah was leaving. And just like there's a din of Chayav Odom Lifkot is an Ishto Kodum Sheyotzal Aderach. So before the Shekhinah was going on its way. So it had to do it. Okay. So now let's look at packet 8. The Mishnah says, "Kol anoshim b'cheska tar l'baleim." Yep. Eight. So the so that Mishnah discusses whether a person comes back from the derech. So does she have a chazaka that she's tahora or not? So b'kitzer, the Gemara says in Tazayin Amar Aleph, itmar isha sheyesh levesis v'yesh hazvesim lo bodka. Whereas a woman is supposed to do a bedika on the vesis. That's the assumption. She's supposed to do a bedika b'shas vesta. We'll see. And what if she didn't? And then she does a bedika later. So Rav Amar Batkul Matzah Tmeya, Tahora Tahora. So Rav says, even if you do the bedika later, it's okay. And if it'll be a good bedika, she'll be good. And if not, not. Ushmul Omar Afilu Batkul Matzah Tahora. Nami Tameya. In other words, even if she'll do a day later, she'll do a bedika, and it's a good bedika, she's still Tameya because there's such a strong chazaka that she saw, and then the blood just went to the ground. So, the question is, Avestos d'oraisa or Avestos d'rabbanan? If you hold Avestos d'oraisa, it means it's a very strong chazaka. So therefore, it's like a vaday. It's a vaday that it's going to happen. And if not, if it's only d'rabbanan, it's not such a vaday. So, so the Ravid and the Balei Nefesh, he paskins, first thing he says, V'tchila nomar ki chashash aveses d'rabbanu. Aveses d'rabbanan. And he quotes this Gemara that we just saw. So we paskin, it's d'rabbanan, so that means that if you missed the Shas Veses and she didn't do a bedika, she could do it later. Yeah. But then he says on page 3, in the last two lines, Miu avgav de chashasha de rabbanan hu? He. Om rabbanan shimigir yom vesta v'lo batka v'lo rosa tivgok lachar mikein. Mimatza tartar, mimatza tamea, tamei. Umidamrinim tivdok shmina mina shiim b'ches shehi b'cheskes tuma vasul shamesh shetivdok. Go slow. Let me explain first. 1 second. So he says that the Gemara says you can do a bedikah afterwards, and it helps. The other opinion, Shmuel says, it doesn't even help, because even if it's a good bedikah, it's too late. So the chiddush is that it helps, but there's a chiv to do it. And if you don't do it, you're asa. The Gemara says only also ono hadamina shein asur elo also ono bavad. Hanimilik shabbat chaviyom vestu matzah tor. But you have to do it, and you're usher by law until you do it. And the Ramban says the same thing on page 5. Over havesas ubatko matzah tahora muteresh l'shamish lo batko afa pisha lo hergisha shabba orach asura chetivdok. So that's the sheet of the Ravid. That you're supposed to do a bedikah beyond on the Vesas, but if you didn't, you can do it afterwards, but you have to do it afterwards. And if you don't do it afterwards, it's asur ad shetivdok. Then there's another shita in the Rambam. On page 6. Perek Dalet Halachatez. Kol anoshim sheish lam veses b'cheskes tar labalem et shetoma lo tamei ani. In other words, if she's cheskes tahora, so he doesn't, when he comes home, he can assume she's still tahora. So what does that mean? So the Ran says on page 8, he says, "Im tomu v'atanya hosam afilu man domu vessels de rabbanon sricha bedika." Tanya merum tmei nidu chachomim tomek. Yeah, came to buy bedika mashper the tmei machzchinu asher tivdok. We came and shekain heche omar rav rachana afilu higia itz vessel muteres. So amrina hosam to buy bedika. Yeshlomu de bobin abrachichilu to came to ikat via imachabedika gedolim azu. In other words, he says, the way the Ran is explaining is that if she... In other words, he wants to be boydek, he wants to be boyal, he comes from the derech, and she acquiesces, so presumably she didn't do any bedika, he wasn't around, so she didn't do any bedika, so it's mutter. Kevin dike tviya imcha bedika gdol mizu, mahan yil chashash advestos. So he's... And he writes here further, Rav Alfasi, because of Zosha Shaninim Sof Pirkin, Hamorim, Mashayim, Lam Chesis, Tarav, Lochilu, Ben Gili, Yimei, Anosov, Shaz, Vestalo, Giyu, Hafa Rambam, Shishi, Yishlevesh, Loch, Bolom, Zin, Seyam, Hinicha, Torek, Shayov, Yin, Tzarek, Nishol, Lafi, Motsi, Yishena, Mutu, Lavi, Ola, Shalom, Oras, Vesta. Whereas if he comes back and it's not the Yom Vesta, so she's Muteris. It's hard to understand what he means, I feel Yeshena then. You know, if she's sleeping, so then I never understood this. I mean, he's saying, you know, because if she's sleeping, he's Baal Laha, so maybe she's an Ida. Yeah, what do you say? And he can be Baal Laha even though the verse has passed.
So you have
Cheskes Tara, doesn't take away Cheskes Tara. But if she Taka was a Nida, she would be awake enough to say she's a Nida.
Or you have to be Choshesh for that. Meaning, or that's the point,
that's the Rabbana. That's the Rabbana, she doesn't have to be Choshesh, as long as it's not on the Yom Vesta.
That's what he says, when he left, she was a Nida, then he...
Right, but it's a little strange, because...
2 months still is there.
So it doesn't take away the chazaka.
Whatever
chazaka he left with.
That's what he could assume.
Even though we passed the Vesis.
But a Vesis only means. But a Vesis doesn't take away the chazaka.
Yeah.
Because it's only a chi of the rabbon to be on that day. But it doesn't take away. That's why she.
So the Maisa, he's saying that basically the Rambam Shita, where the Ran is explaining, is if you had the presumption that she didn't do a bedika because, well, he wasn't there.
Or he doesn't,
but then he reached the loss of the ends of.
Well, that's before. I don't know if he's going to say that now.
Right, so, Bekitzer, according to the Rambam, most people want to say that the Rambam argues with the Ravid. The Ravid sheet is, he can do a Bedika afterwards, but you have to do the Bedika. And the Ravid, argues. No, that's if, in other words, he's toveya her, and then she's maskim. Yeah.
That's not the Rambam. That's just the Ran
sheet. Yeah.
No, I mean that he's
if she's maskim, that means she's becheska.
Right.
But really, it still means that she's Yika. It's like just that she is Yika.
Right.
It's technically Yika.
Right. Right. But the Rambam. Right, so let's see. Yeah, so one second. So take a look for a second in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. So this is the this is the famous Shulchan Aruch. What's so famous about it? Because there's two Shulchan Aruchs. There's Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. In Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, on page 15, it says, Shai Noshim Tzrichas B'dika Shekia Veses Ala Veses V'lo Batka V'lo Gisha Torah V'lo B'dika. So this opinion is, the B'ergo says, the Ran L'das Harifa Ramba. No, we pass it like Rav.
It does with
Rabbanon. It helps. The question is, but what if you didn't do it? It helps. So the first day in the Mechaber is Shah Noshim Srichas Bedika Shagia Vesas Avra Vesas Lobarka Lomarigisha Tahora Belobedika. That's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. In Yeshomim Shasura Achetivdok, that's the Ravid. So the pashtus is it's a stam v'yeshomrim passing like the stam that she's muteris. Right. Yes. Yeah, for Shetzach, it's only talking about a Vesas Kavua. There was a Vesas from last month. Every Ashram will just take another thing in your Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Now, that was Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. But a Kuf Pei Tes Dalet he says, Od Yesh Chiluk Ben. He writes Beferish.
What page is that?
I don't know. Is it in here? You'll look it up. Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. He writes Beferish that by Vesis Kavua, he makes my Vesis Blobotka Velorosa, came into Ovra Nosa Muteris. Yeah. So. The first opinion says that she's mutter. Yeshomer, she says also.
Right.
So the Pashup Shai, when there's a stam in Yeshomer, we pass in like the stam, which means she's muteris.
Right.
That's what he says in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. But in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, he says not that way. He just quotes the one opinion. That one opinion says that if you didn't do a bedika, you're usur until you did the bedika. So we'll have to see what the answer is to that steer. That's the famous Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. Now the Shach on page 15 says Kosovets Yosef Mimashmos Aposkim Dafilu Ikrazman Kamachar Vesis. Kevin Shabbatku Motza Tahora Tahora. Rabach Posuk Dish Lahachmir, Kemaskonis Hamordechai B'Shem Re'im. Sefer Truma goes on. Shemus Mav, the Dafka Bracha Atzma Biyad, Bachar Vesta, Toch Shir Vesas. Aber lo Bracha Toch Az Man Afal Pida, Achar Kach Bracha Atzma Vematza Tahora, Tzmeya, Chesas Orach Bezman Abba, Nofal Arts. So the Reim, you see, if you look in the see, if you look at what Rabbi Chochman pointed out a couple of years ago, to take a look here on page 2 in the Gemara, where the Gemara has that Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara says maybe the Machlok is that's just the Reis of the Rabbanim. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zeira, the Kuliyam of Es is the Reis. Everyone holds it's the Raisa, but it depends if she did the Bedika right away. Over Zmano, how much? So if you look in the Urayim, on page 11, even the Isha Sheish the best is the Gish as Vesta Velo Botka, and the Sub Botka Rabbi Matzah Tahara Tahara Tobi Tashmi on Fear Matzah Tahara Tobi. I'm going to kind of like Rabbi Suri. So even though we pass again like Rav, Mukbel on Perk, call Yad, Lusha Botka asking with Shir Vesta. Cheshin and Rav Zera. Right, so there's a, like Rabbi Tavon pointed out, that one day in the Gemara says that Rav was only Matir if she was Bodik right away. So it's, the other day in the Gemara says even if she's Bodik a couple of days later, it's Mutter according to Rav. But according to that day in the Gemara, as Rabbi Reyov points out, that Rav Zeira is saying that the din of Rav is only if Amar Rav Zeira kulem versus the rice the kan shabbat chosir versus kan shalobat chosir versus. So the din of the Rav is, that says his mutter is only if you bode gasmer b'shir versus. Means you. The Zman passed, but right after you did the Bedika. So that's good enough. That's good enough. So the Shach brings that opinion down. Another way of saying right away. Okay, now this question. So Bekitzer, now you have to realize, like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, for us today, most of our Vestas only Vestas Sheha Tavua. So this whole discussion, Pashtus doesn't apply, because even Kuf Pei Tes Daled, where he's Machmir, that's only by Vesas Kavua. If it's Vesas She'ina Kavua, then he's making. Right? There's Kuf Pei Tes Daled he's discussing the difference between a Vesas Kavua and a Vesas She'ina Kavua. And he's saying, by Vesas Kavua, if you didn't Bodek, you're also till afterwards, and a Vesas She'ina Kavua, not. So the Vice, might say, well, our Vestas school, Vestas Shein Kavua, except maybe Ona Beninus, we have to talk about that. Maybe Ona Beninus is considered like a Vestas Kavua. What is Ona Beninus? We didn't discuss yet. So the Pashtus is, Bizman Azeh, Right, Rabbi Asher, can I just borrow it one more time? I'm sorry. In Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's the Feirish, that you have to be Machmir, but only by versus Kavua. Okay, Mishavrim. In other words, he's giving chilukim. Oh, yesh chiluk ben kavosu gimu pom lo kavosu. Shakavu afu pisha avra onasu lo velo gisha asur l'shamish esh divra tzitarav. Shalok kavosu gimu pom him. Kiz vezu lo baka lo asa kevin sha avra onasu muteris. But by vesa sheyna kavua, shalok kavosu imi gizman vesa lo baka lo asa kevin sha avra, she's muter. So for us, you know, the steer is not such a... I mean, it could be like by pill. Sometimes you can have a vesis. But, okay. Now the question is, how many bedikas do you have to do during a vesis? So the Tosefta on page 17... So Septa says, look at the second arrow. The aim of Chayim also should take the other way. They now call Hayom, and the boat came Pa'amayim Levesta. Because you don't have to be boating the whole day. You don't have to, you know, like Rabbi Willis said, it doesn't need a moch. Rabbi Willi said it doesn't need to have a moch there the whole day, but at least twice a day. That's what the Tosefta says. But again, this is only a versus kavua. There was where choshesh, even by a versus she'ena kavua, that's where everybody holds that only once a day. So anyway, our vestos most of our vessels is just the vessels Shaina Kavua. Yeah, right, but the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that you do. It's just if you didn't do it, right? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that and there's a Rashba. If you look in the Rashba on page 10. Left side of the fifth line, last word of the line is Yesh. Yesh lo vesa she'ena kavua v'hula poch zvi oda beinanis kagon sharasu le esrim chamisha v'kayotzi b'zeh avu pi shalom bodka kevin shal regisha b'dam harezo tahora avu pi shalom bodka kevin shal regisha b'dam harezo tahora b'lo b'dika klal. And if she wasn't boating, it was much better she's supposed to be boating. I mean, at least that's the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Because he writes here in the third line, who adin l'mishein l'vesas yigir Eis Vesta Beinu Shiyam Shlosh Muyasa Reis Am Asura Shativda V'Bad Kumat Sator Torah. It's not Shabbat Diyev. She wasn't Badka. Well, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says.
That's only by Vesta Shemuk of Vua, right?
Right. Which are usually most cases.
By Vesta Kavua, though, where do you pass him like the Reis?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of study cooler here, so. Because anyway, Bismana there, you know, the post complaint of Tzinner has that women have underwear. So the whole concept of that it's too late because it went down and it's gone and see it is not so plausible, Bismana there.
Cooler press,
maybe. Yeah. So the Prisha talks about the discussion about the Vestas, Bediga the Vestas, Shein and Kavu on page 12.
According to the first day of the upper level Bacha, you don't have to do a Bediga to the next Vestas?
Yeah, so once again, look at the Prisha. And when Yesh Lachat of Sofsim, Zekos of Abbeinu B'Shein and Ashba, that the Torah says, Li Machlokis, the Vein Lavesas Kavu, Eina Svich and Bediga. That's the Rashba, which you can learn, we just learned, that means you don't need a bedik at all, not even the Chathiva. Simukov Pevav, Masik B'Shem, Harosh, the Isha Shem, Lavesa, Sassur, B'Shem, Shish, Tidur, Kodim, Shatash, B'Shach, Atash, B'Chol, Pam, yeah, before I knew it, and Rosh, but then he quotes the Rosh that you need a bedikah before Tashmish by an Eid Lavesa. Before I knew it, and he had died, the Rashba, Lachomar, the Torah, he's saying that he's not a mechuyif to ask, whatever. But he thinks that certainly in the chatchila you should have a bedikas.
It's by
yeah. So maybe that's why it's more called Bisman as a. So Bekitzer, we have the Shitas Harashba, the Shitas Haravid, that Lo Batcha, you could still be voted again, but you have to, and the Rambam saying even without any Bedika. Until any time. And then there are others, there's discussion about how many times you have to do, how many bedikas have to be done. So there's a famous Chavis Das on page 18. He says, Omnam, the end of the line there, the end of the paragraph. Omnam, Ein La Sha Kavua, Beyom Vesta, Hein Shanis Bezu Gimel Yom, Mim Tzricha, Shetiela Moch Docha Kol Meshach HaShinoi. Because if she doesn't have a Sha Kavua, means the state of Vesta's Kavua, so it's not enough to just do Bedikas. She should have a Moch there the whole time. If in other words, of what it possibly could be. Okay, but this doesn't supply so much Bisman as that. As I told you, we have underwear. And the Moshe writes, Meshachonu Savesas Shalotiv Dagat Mekava Pomin. Eitz tova shel tilba shel beged lavan, asamach v'hiduk yafav gufa kolosos ona. So that saves the problem, you know. He's wearing underwear, so it's not going to go anywhere. And then he has So Vosner writes on page 21, Rosh Hashanah Mechaber, the Mechaber never, Rav Yosef that he writes, the Mechaber never quoted this book, Sefer. I mean, Rav Yosef says, Ike Bedika is the Sofa for owner, because the Tosefta, Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef always says, one Bedika is enough whenever she wants to do it. Because this whole Bedika thing for Professor Shaina Tavua, like Rabbi Willis said, Rabbi Tuffin was saying, is not so ay-ay-ay. So, you know. Yeah, this Tosefta is not quoted in Shas. You know, we learned in Marsham's Tshuva.
Rabbi says once a day is by what? By Professor Shaina Tavua?
Yeah. I mean, and even Professor Kavua, like Rabbi Tuffin pointed out, the it never says in Shulchan Aruch, but this Tosefta wasn't even quoted in Shulchan. One thing is not quoted in Shas, but not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You know. So, we tell people, you know, one is enough. Whenever it's convenient. Like everybody said, anytime during the day, anytime during, if it's a day one, anytime in the night, and zehu.
But assuming it's Anukavua.
Yeah, which usually it is. I mean, maybe by a pill. The pill one, maybe you could say you should be more. But nonetheless, even by the pill, it's, you know, it's serious that we have the underwear, like what Moshe says. We have the underwear anywhere. She does one bedika. She doesn't look into trouble to do too many bedikas. Okay, very good. Okay, so again, the Bechina we announced for Tuesday, December 13th. You can sign up at Rabbi Tuchman. And there was a mention that some want to have a sheer get-together for Chanukah. So you could speak to Jacob Bernstein about this, or Moshe Dechter, or Rabbi Tuchman, or whatever, and we could discuss it.
Why does Moshe say she should wear a bag of lava?
So you'll see if there's blood on it.
Oh.
Because this is the time they were expecting someone, so like the Chavos Das is saying, if you're really expecting, you got to put a moch there the whole time. If you ever really said that. But, so he says, well, you have underwear, so you do a bedika, and then there's underwear, so then it's not going to.